Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Keita Spock is back with us, too, ladies and gentlemen. Keita is a member, great member of our Brain Trust, and she is a speaker, an author, and a communications expert. She's the author of The Tipping Point of Happiness, I should say. And she's our happiness expert, Keita Spock. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having you back, Jim.
It's always a pleasure to have you back. And so, Happy New Year, by the way.
Happy New Year to you too, Jim.
That's up next.
Great year.
That's up next, isn't it? So we got 2000. We're looking right at the. We're looking at the New Year baby, right? The little fresh new baby, New Year 2012. Coming up, what do we? How do we make sure that 2012, in that year, that in this next year, that we have the maximum opportunity to be happy?
I think the big thing here, Jim, is to move in little steps.
Yeah.
So that if one has a goal, or first of all creates a goal, then one is able to break that down, those steps that have to be taken throughout 2012 to achieve the goal.
If one
looks at something from the whole execution, that can be a little overwhelming.
Is it? Do we also need to break it? Make sure that we break it down into as many components as possible. You know, I think sometimes when people set goals, they set their goals. You know, there's like two or three. You know, I want to be rich. I want to be taller. I want to be skinnier. You know, that kind of thing, and those are three of my big ones too. By the way, Keita, but the thing is that by only having a few, and I don't blame people for trying to set goals that are maybe a little out of their reach, because that's how we accomplish excellence. But what, you know, should we break it down where we have maybe more incremental goals, so that we don't have to feel like if we don't achieve this one big goal that we failed? What do you think?
Well, I'm agreeing with you Jim, because sometimes if you set a goal, for instance, you say I want to lose 60 pounds,
mm-hmm.
and you keep thinking about the 60 pounds, that's a lot of weight. That's a lot of number.
Right.
And that in and of itself can be psychologically overwhelming. Why don't we first say, listen, let me start my day tomorrow. Let's say that's January 1st. Let's start that day with a glass of water.
Mm-hmm.
One more glass of water instead of an extra soda pop. And that's what's called a small step. Because
mm-hmm.
if you do that, then your body already is going to get better. You're already going to be on the road to losing that weight.
And so instead of, as you say, instead of 60 pounds or whatever, you say, look, I'm going to take some steps to eat healthier. And that's the first goal. The second goal would be, all right, in January, I'm going to lose 5 pounds. And
yes.
that kind of thing, and sort of building that. But isn't it also important to celebrate milestones? I mean, obviously, if you need to lose 60 pounds, you lose 5. You know, you don't want to go nuts, but you got a long way to go. But still, shouldn't you celebrate that? I mean, that's one of the things I think small business owners need to focus on, is celebrating even small milestones. What do you think?
I agree there too. I think there's a very important part to our lives to make sure that we celebrate the positive, that we celebrate what we've done well.
Mm-hmm.
And so that 5 pounds may be, all right, I can go out and get myself a new sweater. or I can go to the show because I want to see, you know, War Horse.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever one's talking about, whatever one feels is their reward, their little carrot. Or it may be within the office that there is perhaps a new piece of furniture that's bought because everyone has moved to a point where they have upped their productivity by releasing one more report within the week, or they're made that many more sales. Boy, does it make someone feel good when they get that pat on the back.
See, this could be right now, in just this week, small business owners could have those kinds of milestones by saying, okay, I've got these receivables that I haven't been able to collect on. I'm going to go ahead and bite the bullet and write those off this year. I've got this inventory that doesn't is not turning, and I paid too much for it, or I have too much of it, or whatever, but I'm not going to worry about what I have in it. I'm going to get what I can for it, so I don't take this baggage into the new year, and but I will take the cash, whatever cash I can get, I'll take that into the new year. So that's a discipline thing. It's important. I think you should be happy if you can accomplish some discipline steps. What do you think?
Well, I know that nothing is accomplished without discipline. And some people, you know, that's a hard statement. But it's true, Jim. Nothing comes free. Nothing comes super, super easy, especially if the goal is something a little bit more difficult to attain. So, yes, discipline, self-discipline, and we've talked about this before. Everything starts from the inside, doesn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. So what else do we need to do? What are some other, what's another success, successful happiness tip for 2012?
I would say that, outside of establishing the goal or the goals, there may be two or three, there is that need to go into oneself and to do some little self-examination from time to time. So I would suggest that a timeout, or in some cases some people call this meditation, or taking a timeout from a daily activity or daily activities, and spending time with yourself, even if it's 5 minutes a day, just thinking about what's going on. Am I satisfied with today? Is this the kind of decision-making that I want to make? One cannot really move on changing if one wants to change unless one first examines the situation. And that can only be done in a quiet time, in a private time.
Interesting that you would point out that part of the source of your happiness would be just to be alone, be quiet, and get yourself centered. Very interesting. We're going to come back after these messages and get some more of this wisdom out of Kita Spak. She's the author of Tipping Point to Happiness. I'm Jim Blassingame, 20 After. Stay with me.
Watch it back until it's gone, and I found out a little too late.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.